From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Wednesday, November 6, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Douglas Ridge, a new eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick dedicated to nature-centric sustainable home design. More at douglasridge.com. And by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
Maine voters overwhelmingly approved a $105 million transportation bond proposal yesterday. Department of Transportation Commissioner Bruce Van Note says the money will pay for a wide variety of transportation projects and upkeep.
I am so humbled, happy, and relieved that the voters decided to support this, because without it, our capital program would have been in a world of hurt.
Van Note says the state bond matches federal funds up to $137 million, and without that money, only about half of planned improvements would go forward. Opponents of Central Maine Power's proposed transmission line project through Western Maine say the effort to put the issue on the 2020 ballot got a boost from yesterday's election. The group NoCMP Corridor says it's collected more than 25,000 signatures after deploying volunteers to polling places around the state. The group needs to submit more than 60,000 valid signatures to get on the ballot. Kate Snyder will be Portland's next mayor. She ran in part to establish a more collaborative relationship between the mayor's office and the city council. Critics of incumbent Mayor Ethan Strimling had complained that his sometimes acrimonious relationship with the city council hindered city management. Snyder says she will pursue a different approach.
Well, my first priority is making sure that I'm talking with the council and meeting with individual councilors and getting on the same page with folks there about priorities for the city.
Snyder says she also hopes to prioritize issues like affordable housing, transportation, and funding for public schools. And the Southern Maine Physicians Group InterMed says the personal information of around 30,000 patients was compromised in an email hack in September. Patty White has more.
InterMed says it learned that an unauthorized individual gained access to an employee's email account between September 4th and 6th, and that steps were taken to secure the account and hire a national forensics team to investigate. That investigation found that three other staff email accounts were likely accessed in subsequent days. The hacked accounts contained information about patients that may have included birth dates, clinical information, and in a limited number of cases, social security numbers. In a press release, CEO Dan McCormack says InterMed is working to strengthen security. In the meantime, the company is advising patients to review statements from their health insurance and providers to ensure they were charged for services received. InterMed has also set up a toll-free number to answer patient questions about the incident. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
In weather tonight, clouds statewide with lows in the low 20s to the low 30s. Tomorrow, light snow with a dusting along the coast, up to 2 inches inland and 2 to 5 inches in the north and mountains. Last night's elections were fairly low-key in an off year with only a few ballot questions and no statewide candidates. But some local elections proved to be historic. Robbie Feinberg has the story.
Over the past few decades, the city of Lewiston has seen its demographics change as thousands of Somali American immigrants have moved to the city. But it wasn't until Tuesday night that Lewiston voters elected a Somali American to the city council. 23-year-old Safia Khalid says she spent months knocking on doors, talking with neighbors, and advocating for investment in infrastructure and affordable housing in her community. While the in-person conversations were positive, she says her online accounts were flooded with racist and anti-Muslim messages over the past few weeks.
I had to temporarily delete my Facebook app and have a friend look it over and monitor the comments and, you know, help me with that while I focus my my energy on the doors. So I think that's what got me through, you know, meeting people at doors and just deactivate, like getting rid of social media for a second.
Despite the negative messages, Khalid became one of several immigrants elected or re-elected to public office in municipalities across the state.
it's really exciting. It's just incredible, incredible. But I had no doubt, like, so many people, you know, would win if from Bangor to Portland to Lewiston.
In Bangor, Angela Okafor, an attorney and business owner who emigrated to the United States from Nigeria, won a city council seat. And Tanya Jean-Jacques, who was born in Haiti, was elected to the school board in nearby Hamden.
It's just people who look different realizing that, you know, we need a seat at the table. And if there's no seat, then maybe we should bring a folding chair. Because it's worth it for our children, because we live here.
And while local issues motivated some candidates this year, larger forces were also a factor. Claude Raganja arrived in Maine from the Democratic Republic of Congo more than 20 years ago and was elected to the Westbrook City Council Tuesday night. He says that while issues including affordable housing and workforce development are important to him, the national dialogue around immigration also played a role in his decision to run for office.
So when you see from the top to the bottom people calling immigrants criminal, calling immigrants coming to take away, calling immigrants all kind of names, that does not resonate very well with us.
And Raganja says the votes cast for him and other immigrants are a positive sign that voters don't agree with the anti-immigrant rhetoric.
And that's why they came in mass to really say we need to support you.
In Lewiston, City Councilor Michael LaJoy says the addition of Safiya Khalid will offer the council two needed perspectives, as she's a Somali-American and a young person.
Some people may not agree, but the fact of the matter is we need young people to be more involved. And I think this is a perfect, perfect chance for that to happen.
And newly elected Westbrook City Councilor Claude Raganja says he hopes last night's election will inspire other immigrants to engage in the political process and maybe even run for public office. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org and join us tomorrow on Maine Calling at 1 o'clock for a conversation with Maine Independent Senator Angus King. I'm Nora Flaherty.